Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love a lot of movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, recording on Friday afternoon, April 19th, 2024, but being released on April 22nd. So I hope you all had a good 420. I had a great time at the Bear River Casino, I assume. My guests today are Doug Bass, Kevin Kraft, and Jessica Michelle Singleton. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name, as I do. This guy is first, no matter how we alphabetize it. It's Doug Bass. Happy New Year, Doug.
Happy New Year, guys. What's going on?
Oh, you know, making a podcast. Speaking of podcasts, tell us about your podcast.
Sure thing. Yeah. My podcast is called I'm a Basshole. And we have comedians and guests and actors, all kinds of people come on, and they talk about a time in their life, a funny time that they were an asshole. And then we dissect it and we get into it and roast them and judge them. And it's a good conversation, you know, because we've all been one, so we can all relate to that.
And just the fun pun, your name, with your name Bass, it was just there waiting to happen.
It worked out. Yeah.
Yeah, it really did. Well, thank you for being here. Also joining us, he just finished directing his first feature film. It's Kevin Kraft. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Doug. Can't believe it's 2024 already.
Can you believe it? It's still 2024. I can't believe it's still happening. you've got a choice to make, Kevin, with your precious amount of time here. Tell us about your podcast or your movie. Go.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, my movie.
You can plug the other one at the end. I'll let you plug both. I'm just joking around.
Okay. Yeah, my first feature, it actually just officially entered completed status. So post-production is now officially over. So very excited about that. Was very excited to have you, Doug, in this movie, as well as a couple other Doug Loves Movies alumni. It's called The Second Coming of John Cooper. And if you have a Letterboxd account, you can already add it to your watch list so you don't forget when it is actually released.
Wow. And would you, so you obviously spent a lot of time in the edit watching the movie like over and over again, you know, until everything's perfect like you like it and it's done. How much screen time would you say I ultimately got?
Okay.
give me the bad news now.
I would say maybe 3 to 4 minutes in total.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is spread out throughout the film.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I know you're big into final lines of movies, and not to be a spoiler alert, but I do believe you have it in this one.
Oh no, that's too much pressure. But I'm excited, and I appreciate that. And I can't wait to say the line that I say at the end of an episode of this show, because I, of course, close every episode with a line, the last line from a movie. But we'll talk about your podcast a little bit at the end. She is back and is
worse than ever.
Is a wait till you hear what I have to say. She is back and is a sly player to keep your eye on. It's Jessica Michelle Singleton. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That's a really nice way of being like, she's bad but gets lucky sometimes.
You never know. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen with her. Yeah. I mean, you have won some games before. You don't always lose.
But when I do lose, it's bad. But I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's spectacular. tell us about your podcast.
Oh, my podcast is called Ignorance is Blessed. I interview people from all walks of life and ask them ignorant questions to get smarter. And, you know, we have fun.
You ask people about whatever they do
or they are. It'll be like a job or sometimes their religion. Or I've asked people about gender identity or sexuality. And I just kind of ask all those dumb questions that people might have in the back of their mind where they're like, well, what does that mean? But they feel like a jerk asking. So I just take the bullet.
And do you, how do you like find these people? Do you just ask a lot of questions out in your real life until you come upon somebody that knows a lot about something?
Yeah, I do. When I realize someone has a unique thing, I'll just kind of invite them to be on. And I recently started I don't know if I recommend this, but I made a Google form for people to fill out. And boy, are people really with nothing going on. I was like, I don't know what to ask you about. How's Virginia? But I have also met a lot of really cool people through doing that who have interesting lives. So somewhere on some link in some bio, there's a Google form.
I'm glad people without interesting lives think they're interesting enough, you know, because it really... I think probably helps them get through, you know.
It's good. No, it makes me, and you know, I'm sure they are. It's just their form filling out is, I was like, well, I don't know what to ask you, guy. But that's in the link of the Ignorance is Blessed Instagram bio. So if you want to fill it out, I'm always looking for new guests.
Their expertise could be being bad at filling out forms. You can just really delve into, why are you so bad at this?
Yeah, who are you?
Before we play our games today, let's get some movie recs. Each of you, please recommend one movie. We'll start with Doug Bass.
Recommend one movie. Okay, well, yeah. Let's see. I mean, I'm trying to think of the latest movies that I've watched recently. Were not good, so I don't think I'm going to recommend them. I would say, I did see Civil War. That was pretty good.
You did, and you liked it.
I liked it. Yeah, I thought it was, you know, it's interesting for it to come out right now with everything going on in politics and stuff. So, yeah, who knows? We might have a real Civil War. So, you know, it's interesting that that's coming out. I know there was controversy. So, I thought that was pretty good.
I mean, the premise is already outrageous because don't California and Texas team up against the rest of the country?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean,
I think it would be more of a New York, California.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be like
Florida, Texas.
Yeah, I'm sure it did well. I think so. There'll probably be Civil War 2 and 3, and you know, whatever.
But you would like to tell your, you know, it's the best of what you've seen lately. But it sounds like you've been seeing a bunch of crap. Would you?
Well,
told anyone go see Civil War? Are you? Do you have any passion for it?
Yeah, I would definitely go, like, what is out right now in the theater, I'd go see that. The other movies I just watched on a plane because I was stuck there. I watched the Mean Girls musical, which was not that good. and then I questioned myself, why did I pick this out of everything that's available? So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because you got to see it for yourself. I was really shocked.
I was curious.
I thought I thought I saw the Mean Girls Broadway musical. I enjoyed that. I saw the first Mean Girls movie. I enjoyed that. And then watching this the entire time, I'm like, why'd they pick that line from that movie? And why did they not use that line from the show? Like, it was all just like random choices being made.
I was confused when that trailer came out, because I was like, oh, wait, they're just rebooting it. Like, they didn't really advertise it as the musical, I don't think.
Yeah, they tried to keep that musical business out of people. And it just makes them mad consumers in the end. It's not tricking people into seeing it is not the way to go. But every musical has done that lately, and I don't think it's necessarily worked. I don't think Wonka or Color Purple made enough money to justify not telling people it's a musical.
All they did to hint at that it was a musical was they put a treble clef in like the A of Minion part or something like that.
All right, Kevin, what's your recommendation?
So I'll recommend a weird deep cut, just for anybody who's scrolling around streaming services and have seen everything. This Japanese film called The Happiness of the Katakuris. It is. Okay,
hang on a second. The Happiness, I could spell that. but how do you spell Kamakuris?
K-A-T-A-K-U-R-I. Happiness of the Katakuris. It's kind of a mishmash of everything. It's this really weird, eccentric director, Takashi Miike. And there's song and dance numbers in it. There's sumo wrestlers crushing people during sex. There's random claymation scenes. There's zombies. It is the weirdest movie ever made. I think the only way to really watch it right now is Tubi. But if you want something different and you want something weird, The Happiness of the Katakuris is batshit crazy and very, very fun to watch.
I like watching stuff on Tubi and Pluto and all those things, you know, where they have random ass commercials put in, because they're so random. Like, sometimes they just pick the worst moments to just suddenly go to a commercial. And in this particular movie, I'd imagine sometimes you wouldn't know which is which.
Yeah.
what's happening now?
I just watched this horror movie called Martyrs that's supposed to be like one of the most disturbing and insane movies ever made. And I watched it on Tubi, and they went from just this horrific moment to like a Pampers commercial. It was very strange juxtaposition.
But probably a nice relief. I mean, I got to say, most of these channels, they put like either a timer or a this many commercials, like this is one out of four, and they walk you through it. I really like that, because then I know I can go, you know, do something and get back and not miss anything, you know?
Yeah, definitely needed a few breathers going to Martyrs.
All right, Jessica, what's your recommendation?
I'm actually going to do the opposite of Doug and recommend a movie I thought was really bad, but funny, because I didn't even know it wasn't a new movie. I watched the number one movie recently on Netflix that was streaming, and it was apparently from 2018, but it's called Anna, and it's like a secret agent movie.
Yeah.
And it has the dude that played Oppenheimer in it. I don't know, Cillian Murphy. I don't know how to say his name. I've only ever read
Cillian. Yeah.
Cillian. Wow. I will Cillian myself right after this show. Whatever. It's with a C. That's ridiculous. Okay. Yeah.
At the very least, he's such a cool guy. He should be Cillian.
Yes, he should be Cillian. He is really Cillian. It just starts off, in my opinion, with really some of the acting is really bad. Or I don't know what the choice was, but, or maybe I'm just high, but the sex scenes were hilarious. So
who plays Anna?
Her name is something Truss. I looked it up and now I don't know it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But she's just like she's like a secret agent or something, or a secret weapon.
She's like a hot Russian secret agent. Sasha Lust, by the way, wasn't even close. I think I got my brain rattled in this accident. And she's cool. It's like a cool, you know, strong femme fatale type thing. There's just some moments that I'm like, this is ridiculous. And maybe I've just been in Hollywood too long.
Maybe, but I know that there's been a few of those movies where actress gets turns into like a, you know, killing machine or secret agent robot or whatever.
Absolutely.
And, I find them entertaining every time. I like them every time, even the ones that aren't that good.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun and silly. And Helen Mirren's in it, and she plays like this older KGB lady, and she fucking, of course, like, loved her.
Yeah, she's always great.
Yeah, she's the best.
Well, thanks for those hot recs. We will be back after these hot ads.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. That was hot. And the heat is on for my guest today because it is time to play our first game, something that I call the little search engine that could.
Oh, no.
In this game, woo, indeed. That's what happens when we don't have an audience. It's just I say the name of a game and there's just silence. But that woo really was really helpful. Here's how this game works. I type the word into the IMDb search engine, and then I wrote down the top 11 movie titles that have that word in it. And this is the top according to the IMDb popularity algorithm. So you're each going to get three guesses of movies with this word in the title. We'll take turns starting with Doug, and then we'll go to Kevin, and then to Jessica. And like I said, you'll each get three guesses. So as it goes along, something might come to you. A lot of people mentally give up immediately, but if you hang in there, you might be able to come up with something. So and of course you could pass on any round, but you want to try to get some points. So even if you make up an expression or a sentence that has this word in it, you never know, it might have been made into a movie at some point. So it's a fun one to just guess at that way if you want to. So Doug brought it up in honor of the current film that I haven't seen, Civil War. I decided to type in the word war, and it is in a lot of titles of a lot of well-known movies, also some weirder movies, of course. But Doug, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? What's your first guess for a movie with war in the title? If you get the number one movie, it's worth 11 points. And if you get anywhere on the list, you get points all the way down to the 11th title is worth 1 point. So what's your first guess, Doug?
Okay, my first.
Oh, wait. One more thing. For fun. Since there are so many movies with the word war in the title, I picked one that didn't make the list. And that one's just one that I just picked for whatever personal reasons I picked it. So if anybody happens to guess that one will be worth 5.5 points.
All right.
Yeah, 5.5 points. All right. What's your first guess, Doug?
My first guess is War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds. Describe it a little further to me.
The Tom Cruise, Steven.
Okay, Smith. That's enough. I just didn't want to make sure you weren't talking about some old black and white bullshit. The Tom Cruise, Steven Spielberg collab, War of the Worlds. is number 4 on the list.
All right.
So that is worth 8 points for Doug. Very strong start. But of course, there's 3 titles that rank higher. Kevin, please name a movie with the word war in it.
I mean, I got to imagine, since it just came out, Civil War is probably pretty high on that list.
Oh, you're just going to say Civil War after we had all that discussion about it?
Yeah, I mean, right when you said war, like, it was like someone hit me over the back of the head with a baseball bat. And then I was like, oh, yeah, the title that sparked the game. That's the only one I could think of.
Well, as it turns out, that is the number 1 title on the list.
Yeah. Damn you.
Damn it. That was my recommendation. I was just thinking of going like classic.
Yeah. No, Doug, I was really surprised by that move on your part. But also, I do understand the inclination to think, why would that be? Why would Doug talk about Civil War so much to set up a game where the best answer is, in fact, Civil War?
I was trying to show my knowledge.
Yeah. So Kevin's on the board with 11 points, but that is not insurmountable. Jessica, have you thought of a movie that's got the word war in it?
What about Star Wars? Does wars count? Is there an individual Star War?
You know what? As it turns out, like normally in these kinds of games that I play, the word wars would come into effect. But IMDb took me very seriously, and so it is simply movies with war, no plural, in the title, just war, without it. So I'm gonna give you a second.
Do I get a second guess?
A second guess, because that is such a good guess. It must be, if the word was wars, it would probably be most of the top 10 would be Star Wars movies. Then you'd have to pick which one. Ooh, fun game for the future. Anyway.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, do I get another guess or
yeah, you get another guess.
Okay. Avengers Infinity War.
Now see, that is how you play the game. Number 6 on the list. Worth 6 points. You're in third, Jessica, but it's a strong third, because there's enough points out there for you to overcome. And same with Doug. Wow. You could pass up Kevin right now with your next guess.
All right. I'm going to say Charlie Wilson's War with Tom Hanks.
Good old Tom Hanks. We love Tom Hanks here at Doug Loves Movies. Almost, the show is almost called Doug Loves Tom Hanks. But unfortunately, that one did not crack the top 11 on this day.
It wasn't a big box office draw, I don't think.
No, but it is a memorable title. Kevin, your next guest, please.
I think I'm just going to fucking double dip on my first answer and go Captain America Civil War.
Bastard. That was my plan.
That's what happens. People will steal your answer, but could work out in your favor, Jessica, because that one did not make the top 11.
Oh, surprising.
Very surprising. I think it was, in fact, I bet it was number 12 or in that zone, in that area. So, Jessica, it's double goose eggs for the men. This is your chance.
Okay, I'm going to take a chance here, because I don't remember if this movie did well or I just liked it. And a lot of times when I like movies, they've done terribly. War for the Planet of the Apes? Nothing.
Number 2 on the list.
What?
War for the Planet of the Apes.
Take that, everyone who's made fun of my taste in movies.
Wait, which one was that? I can't keep track of those Planet of the Apes movies. There's too many.
I think it was the third in the reboot trilogy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because this new one is going to be Battles for the Planet of the Apes, I think. Oh. I think. Something like that. They're so hard to keep track of. Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many concepts in those titles.
Because I think War of the Planet of the Apes is like the third one, and by that point, it's mostly apes. There aren't a lot of human characters, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think what's his name. Franco's not in it anymore. All right. So Jessica has 16 points now, Doug. So you need to name the number 3 movie on this list. to catch up at this point. So what do you got?
All right. I'm thinking of what about War of the Roses?
Oh, classic with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner and Danny DeVito, directed by Danny DeVito, rumored to be getting remade.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah.
I remember liking the cast and thinking, okay, if they, you know, maybe they could pull it off. But I love the original, and it is maybe even on the list because people are talking about the reboot. It is number 7
on the list,
so not high enough, but still,
not high enough, but it's a classic.
Still makes you, gives you those, you know, that little burst of adrenaline that you got something right.
Yeah.
And you know, 13 points is a respectable final score on this game. Kevin, you're going to come in second, third, or first with your guess. All it takes is you could guess number 5 and get enough points to win this thing.
Well, the last one that I can think of, the movie that did wonders for men's infinity scarves, World War Z.
Fuck. Sorry.
You do this to Jessica every time, Kevin. You're like totally stealing her brain, her brain work. Unfortunately, just number 2 on the list. I mean, excuse me, number 10 on the list. 2 would have been great. 10 on the list. And so that's worth 2 points. So that brings Kevin to a total of 13. Jessica, you can't lose. You can't. There's no way, because he's only got 13. You've amassed 16.
I can't lose.
But you can rub it in a little bit by adding one more title.
Well, there's only 2 other titles I can think of.
Okay.
I'm going to go. Did somebody say War Dogs?
It has not been said.
I will say War Dogs.
Oof. Good one.
Number 5 on the list.
Oh, shit.
7 points. You destroyed this.
This is a Christmas miracle. This.
Yeah.
Wow.
That really worked out great. Okay, so let me recap what was missed. The points that are still on the board. The bonus answer worth 5.5 points is a movie that just the title alone makes me smile. It's not a particularly good movie, but it's called The War with Grandpa.
I need to see this immediately.
It's Robert De Niro, believe it or not, is the title character. Yes. Okay. Number 11. Now, this is a fun thing that happens with this game is that sometimes, you know, if you just are out of answers, but you all had good answers the whole time. But if you're out of answers, you can just say the word, because if you just said war, then I would say congratulations, you get some points, because there's 2 movies in the top 11 that are just the word war.
Yeah.
Wow.
One's from another country is number 11. I can't even pronounce the name of the guy that stars in it, assuming it's a guy, from 2019. And then the other one is Jet Li and Jason Statham from 2007. Right. And that was number 3 on the list. So that was worth a lot of points.
Wow. Isn't there a movie just called The War, too, with like Kevin Costner or something?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there is. That absolutely sounds right. Maybe Elijah Wood.
Yes.
the Tomorrow War came in at number 9. War Horse was number 8. You thought of that one?
Yeah.
And and then you got all the rest of them. So that was one of the best little search engines that's ever happened. There's usually a lot of zeros on the board in that game. But congratulations.
Well, there's a lot of war movies.
Yeah, it really is. I try to pick words. You know, we did one with the word Santa and people were pretty stumped. But I need to prep the next game, so give me a second. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and oh man, I'm so glad I finished prepping this game in time. That was a bit of a rush job, but I think we're going to have fun. This game is called WrestleMania.
Oh no.
They're not related, but Kurt and Kerry Russell have been huge successes in movies and TV from a young age. I'll name a movie, and you tell me if it's got Kurt Russell or Kerry Russell or neither in it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is my guy.
Jessica's going to go first.
Oh, okay.
then Kevin, and then Doug. And if Jessica misses on this first one with her guess, then Kevin will just have two choices to select from. And if he misses, Doug will get the gimme point. And every time someone gets one right, the next person who's up goes first, and then the next one, and we go until someone has 3 points. Any questions?
End all games, Doug?
This is the game that ends all games. The show has been canceled, and this is our last episode.
We've been told by network.
Somebody should do a big announcement about their podcast being canceled. I mean, I guess they can get canceled by a podcast company, but, you know, anybody can, you know, have a podcast at this point. You can't be canceled. If you just, you know what I mean? If you just post it or whatever, like the millions of podcasters out there are doing. So what was the question?
is this the game of games? Is this the determining game?
Yeah, this is the final game today. We play two games in the Zoom version of the show, and it's a little more expanded when we're in front of a live audience. Jessica,
oh dear,
here we go. And you get a, you know, you just guess one of three things. You get a one of three shot.
Guessing titles feels easier. Never mind. Let's go. I'll try.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love this level of
confidence.
Yeah, after destroying the first game, it did nothing for your
I see
esteem.
A lot of billboards. I don't see enough movies. This is the problem.
Well, maybe you've seen a billboard for this. Is it Kurt, Kerry, or neither that appears in a film called Dead Man's Curve?
Dead Man's Curve. I'm going to say, oh God, but it could be neither. I'm going to say Kerry.
You're saying that Kerry Russell appeared in a film called Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Oh my God. Yes.
You did it. Yeah. You're on the board.
I made it.
Sounded like a Kurt Russell.
Does anybody know, Kevin, do you know Dead Man's Curve?
I do not think I do.
It's from 1998. What's that?
It sounds horror.
Right, doesn't it? It's
yeah.
Not really. I think it's, well, it's got a horror elements. It's kind of like, it felt like very much like the I Know What You Did Last Summer move franchise, and it was... The premise was, there were two movies that came out with this premise. I forget the name of the other one. I think it's Dead Man on Campus.
Yeah,
and the premise was that somebody, like some guy committed suicide at some college somewhere, and they gave his roommate the rest of the semester off in straight A's because he was so traumatized, you know, because they felt he was traumatized. This happened, this really happened. And then two movies came out to try to have fun with that premise.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sounds like back to VHS, sounds like.
Yeah, I don't even remember which one was better, but I just remember not liking either of them. Because the idea was in the movie, they try to induce, you know, they try to cause the death of the roommate because they heard that that would work to get you good grades and the semester off.
Oh.
Hilarious. Now I feel like a jerk off because my friend Michael Amato produced that movie.
Oh, wow. You know, does he listen to this?
I'm not gonna let him know that I was on.
Yeah. Don't tell him you were on. Just Hope it's not part of his regular podcast regimen. All right. So Kevin gets to go first on this next one. Kurt, Carrie, or neither, a film called August Rush.
Oh, my goodness. August Rush.
Yeah.
Okay. 99% sure I don't know anyone involved in that movie. I will. August Rush.
The producer is probably your roommate.
Oh, no, Phil. I think. Fuck. You know what? You know what? Kerry Russell, Shot in the Dark.
You're going Kerry Russell for the movie August Rush.
Yep.
That is correct. Yeah, you did it. You really, none of you have heard of this movie?
I've heard of it, but I have no idea what it's about.
The sports movie?
I don't think so. I think it's about
traffic.
I think August Rush is the name of a kid, and he's a really good violinist, I think. And he ends up in an orchestra with Kerry Russell is also a violinist. And I think Robin Williams plays like a crazy guy who lives in the park.
Robin Williams is in it. All right.
I think so. God. Yeah, it's a weird movie. Can't recommend, but I also, you know, it's probably not fair of me to not recommend it because I also don't remember it very well. I just picture a lot of it's like takes place in the fall. I think I just picture a lot of leaves. Like
doesn't take place in August. You mean?
No, the fall. They should have called it Autumn Rush.
Yeah.
Okay. So Kevin's on the board. Jessica's on the board. Doug, this is your chance. Harry, neither. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I'm going to say neither. I believe this is a trick question.
You do?
Yeah.
What's so tricky about it?
Because I know Kerry Russell appeared in Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
That's just information that you have access to in your head?
Yeah, because I don't know why. Because I saw something as a kid that I remember. I'm gonna say neither. Yeah, don't judge me if I'm weird.
I'm judging you a little bit, but that is correct. It is neither.
It's such a weird piece of information.
It's so weird.
I can't believe you. You know, I thought if someone had a vague idea that Kerry Russell may have been in one of those movies out of the three of them, that they, you know, might get confused into thinking she was in the first one, but she was in fact in the third in the series.
I remember she was the girlfriend in the sequel, the one where they're in Vegas and the baby is like blown up.
The third one, Honey, I Blew Up the Baby.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
you could have had better wording. That sounds like the kids exploded.
Yeah, no, it really.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, also Blow Up the Baby sounds like they picked an orifice and blew. But either way, it's disgusting, but it might be my favorite in the trilogy because just something about a giant baby like threatening to crush people is pretty entertaining. Wow, we've got a three-way tie going into this next one. This is really anybody's game, but Jessica does get to go first.
Ruh-roh.
Kurt, Carrie, or neither. Dark Skies.
Dark Skies sounds a lot like Autumn Rush. No, I have no idea. I'm gonna go Kurt just because I feel like we've had a lot of Carries.
Well, I appreciate you going Kurt because we haven't had a lot of wrong guesses, but that is incorrect.
God damn it.
Kevin, you got two options. Is Dark Skies a movie that's got Kerry Russell in it, or neither her or Kurt?
Yeah, I'm struggling to place this one. Like the title Dark Skies is putting like all these similar titles in my head. Like I can't remember if this is that one with Michael Shannon where he's trying to build a storm shelter or something. Like, God damn it! I think I'm just going to go with Carrie again.
You're just going to go with that again?
Yeah.
That is correct. It is Gary Russell from 2013, some sort of, you know, environmental problems kind of story, I think. And that Michael Shannon movie you're thinking of is called Midnight something, right?
Oh, that's the one with the little kid that has powers, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the full title of that one, but I think that's what you're, that's what you're thinking of. But didn't matter. You still got the right answer while being wrong for your reasons. And that's all it takes. Doug?
Yes.
Are you ready? You need this one. This one's Kroosh.
All right.
Kroosh.
The film, Coat Carrier Neither, Extraordinary Measures.
Extraordinary Measures. Okay. I believe this is some kind of thriller of some sort. I'm going to say Kurt Russell.
You're going Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Extraordinary Measures. I really like the turn that this has taken because too many answers were correct. That is incorrect.
Oh, shit.
Jessica, this is exciting. You only have two options to choose from.
Oh, God.
Neither or Carrie.
All right. Well,
Extraordinary Measures.
I think there might be a pattern here. I'm going to say Carrie.
Yeah, the pattern is that each time the answer is one of those three options.
I'm not Rain Man, okay?
In this case, you are correct.
It is Carrie
Russell. You're up to 2 points now. This is really getting tight now.
Who else was in that?
What's that?
Extraordinary Measures. Who else was in that? Do you know?
I believe that was that Fraser the one then? With Brendan Fraser and Harrison Ford?
Oh, all right.
Where they're doctors and they're arguing about whether or not there should be stem cell or something. I don't know. There was I thought that it would be fun to say that title because it does sound like an action movie that Kerry Russell might not be in. And then Kurt Russell would be. And it's also similarly titled to his movie, Executive Decision.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah.
No love for Oh, wow, really?
I always love it when my little mind tricks actually work. Because you just never know. Kevin?
Yes.
This is for the game. The game of games, as you like to say.
No pressure.
Yeah. Kurt Carrier neither. Jiminy Glick in La La Wood.
Oh, my God. Man, I was really hoping you were going to say Escape from New York.
Thought I'd go out easy for you.
Damn it. Man, I really love Jiminy Glick too. What a hell of a character. God damn it, that show is funny.
Did you see his movie?
No. As I praise the show, here comes Jerk Off Kevin. Nope, didn't see the movie.
That's how I'm the same way. I don't think I've seen the movie, and I do love Jiminy Glick because, you know, it was like paved the way for Zach and Two Ferns because, you know, Jiminy Glick was really said some really rude things to actual celebrities.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember when I was in college, the brief time that I was there, it was on Comedy Central like all the time. So,
yeah.
I mean, is Kurt Russell too big for that? Are they both too big for that? God damn it. Ugh. You know what? Shit.
That's a tough decision.
It really is. I need a 3-credit coin. You know what? I don't. I'll go Kerry Russell again. God damn it.
You're going Kerry Russell and Jiminy Glick in La La Wood. I mean, just even that extra joke in the title, La La Wood. It's so dumb. And then that a movie called La La Land really did come out later is funny too. But sorry, Kevin. It's not. Wow. Harry Russell is not in Jiminy Glick in La La Land. Wood. Landwood.
Landwood.
Yeah. Doug, you could be a spoiler here. You get to guess between neither or Kurt Russell in Jiminy Glick.
Okay. I'm going to say Kurt Russell. I believe he was in that and did that for Marty Short, because I'm going to say that they were in Captain Ron together. I heard that they were friends and they went on vacations together and all that stuff. So I'm going to go with Kurt Russell.
Oh, I mean, you have the total T on that situation.
Yeah, what's going on? Who's your source? A real...
I heard they were friends ever since they did Captain Ron.
Yeah, man.
I heard that when they get together, Kurt wears the eye patch.
Yeah, and Marty dresses up as Jiminy, yeah.
But that is a good poll that they had worked together before. So that is, you know, that definitely, I think, helped you to arrive at the correct answer.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. So, Doug, you're still in this. It's very unlikely you're going to win, but the fact that you still can is very exciting to me. Because if Jessica misses this and Kevin misses this, then you're just going to know the answer and take the prize.
Oh, this is so much pressure.
It's too much pressure, if you ask me. Let's just walk away.
Throw in the towel. Show's
let's
over.
Just promote. Let's just do our plugs. Forget about the rest of this. Here we go. Kurt, Carrie, or neither. Jessica Michelle Singleton for the win. The movie is called The Ugly Bug Ball.
What?
The Ugly Bug
That's
Ball.
Not real. Okay. Well, I know nothing, so I'm just gonna I'm gonna say Kurt.
You're gonna go Kurt Russell is in The Ugly Bug Ball.
Yeah, I think that it sounds like he wouldn't be, and that you're trying to trick me.
He's not.
Damn it. Ugly bug ball. I take it back, Kurt Russell. You're not an ugly bug. I love you.
Kevin, is it Kerry Russell or neither that appears in The Ugly Bug Ball?
Good luck, Kevin.
I am.
This is gonna be the best ever if you don't get this. I love that Doug could win this right now.
I think I'm going to go neither on that nonsense, Doug.
You think it's nonsense?
Yeah. Finger off the chest. Final answer.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to say that is correct.
Wow. What a bait and switch.
Had you there for a second.
Is it correct because it's not a movie?
It is, in fact, not a movie.
It
is a song that's in a movie. And it's in a Disney movie, and it's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite titles of anything ever. The Ugly Bug Ball
sounded like an old Disney movie that Kurt could have been in, or something.
Yeah,
like.
Exactly. That's what I hoped for. That's what I wanted to happen in your brains, but I can't. I don't have total control over you. And Kevin Kraft, congratulations! You're our winner today. You won the game of games. We will have you back on the show soon, but go ahead now and tell us about your podcast.
Thank you, Doug. So I actually just started a new venture. I launched a new Patreon called Movie Night with Kevin, where every Friday I do a deep dive on a movie I love, and I dig up all these facts and tell stories about it and personal stories of how it relates to me and the experiences I've had as like a budding new filmmaker. It's been really fun so far. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, then the RoboCop episode just dropped. So if you go to patreon.com/movie night with Kevin, you can subscribe and check it out and, you know, put The Second Coming of John Cooper on your Letterboxd watch list and follow me on Pokemon Go.
Hell yeah.
Those are some great plugs. I can't wait to have you back to hear them again. Doug Bass.
Yes.
What would you like to promote, dude?
Well, the Bass Hole podcast, people can follow that on Spotify and YouTube at Bass Hole Show on Instagram. I'm going to be in Tulsa with the Bass Hole Show at the Looney Bin May 9th and then featuring for Tom Arnold that weekend. And then we'll be in Amsterdam in July with the Bass Hole Show as part of the Boom Chicago Festival. So check that out.
Oh, that's super cool. What a fun place to do that.
Yeah, fun. We'll all be stoned.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the few places where the times that I perform there, I've just actively smoked on stage the whole time.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so Jessica Michelle Singleton, what a performance today. Can I just say,
despite
your misgivings, you're a champion to me. And would you like to plug?
Everyone can follow me anywhere at JMS Comedy, and you can come see me doing live stand up in a bunch of places. This weekend, the 26th and 27th, I'll be in Peoria, Illinois, but I'm coming to Portland, Chicago, Janesville, Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin, St. Pete, Tampa, Sacramento, Dallas, and more. So just go to the link in my bio on my Instagram if you want to get tickets and come.
Yeah, go figure out what more is.
Yeah, come see me live and then come recommend movies for me to watch because I clearly haven't watched enough.
Well, you know, it's not as much watching them all. It's just being aware of them all. And there's just too many. It's too much information.
What a joy.
Yeah. Doug Loves Movies is at Zany's in Rosemont, O'Hare adjacent on Sunday, May 5th at 4:20. I'm also doing stand-up in Chicago the day before. May the 4th be with you at 4:20 at Zany's downtown. And we're recording a Doug Loves Movies for the first time at the Commonwealth Comedy Sanctuary in Cincinnati. And Doug Loves Movies is back at the Improv Lab in L.A. for one last time before we're taking a break from the lab for summer because the Improv has lots of teen tours coming through. And I don't think this show would be for them necessarily. Not that it was my decision, but anyway, we're taking at least the summer off. So
it's a blessing, I promise.
Yeah. Right. And I've done stand up for the teen tours and it is
so mean.
We'll be in, so that's last one's going to be in LA on Tuesday, May 21st at 7:30. So I hope people come out to that are in the LA area, and all of my dates and deeds are at DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah. Kaka, shh, wallet, etc. Okay. Thank you again to Doug Bass, Kevin Kraft, and Jessica Michelle Singleton. And as always, hey, wait, I get it. French class.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.